Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says youth participation helps rapid development of nation. In the aftermath of recent Pahalgam terror attack, Nagaland police issues public advisory warning about growing threat of misinformation and false propaganda. Pope Francis laid to rest at St. Mary Major Basilica after funeral at St. Peter's Square. And Akashwani wins 6 awards in various categories at India Audio Summit and Awards. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when youth participate in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said with their hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country is showing the world how much potential the nation has. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi said the youth who have received their appointment letters today have the big responsibility to strengthen the nation's economy, internal security, develop modern infrastructure and bring changes in the lives of labourers.
जब युवा राष्ट्र के निर्माण में भागीदार होते हैं तो राष्ट्र तेज विकास भी करता है और विश्व में अपनी पहचान भी बनाता है। भारत का युवा आज अपने परिश्रम और इनोवेशन से दुनिया को ये दिखा रहा है कि हम में कितना सामर्थ्य है। स्किल इंडिया, स्टार्टअप इंडिया, डिजिटल इंडिया जैसे अनेक अभियान इस दिशा में युवाओं के लिए नए अवसर बना रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister said in a few days the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 is going to be organized in Mumbai. He said at the center of this event are the youth of the country. He said the women of the country are touching new heights in the fields of bureaucracy, space and science. The Prime Minister said the government also has a special focus on empowerment of rural women. The 15th Rozgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country today. In the aftermath of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, the Nagaland police has issued a public advisory warning citizens about the growing threat of misinformation and false propaganda being circulated on social media platforms. In a press release, Nagaland Police Headquarters PHQ, quoting reliable sources, said that anti-national elements are increasingly using digital platforms such as YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now X, to create false narratives aimed at disturbing peace and harmony across the country and also in Nagaland, stating that many of these posts originate from accounts operated by Pakistan-based groups or their agents. The police cautioned that these malicious efforts include the use of advanced tools, including AI, to create and amplify emotionally charged and misleading content. PHQ Nagaland urged citizens to remain vigilant and to verify the authenticity of any information encountered online before sharing it. The police appealed for collective responsibility, urging all residents to help maintain the peaceable atmosphere of the state by refraining from engaging with or promoting divisive content. The funeral service for Pope Francis has taken place in the Vatican, with world leaders, dignitaries and thousands of faithful in attendance. The funeral, which took place in St. Peter's Square and lasted about 2 hours, was punctuated with an elaborate set of rituals. The head of the global Roman Catholic Church was laid to rest at the St. Mary Major Basilica in Rome. More than 2,50,000 people attended the ceremony. The funeral, led by Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, concluded with prayers and a final commendation, a special prayer entrusting the Pope's soul to God. Pope Francis passed away on Monday at the age of 88 following a stroke. Akashwani won a total of 6 awards in various categories at the India Audio Summit and Awards 2025. The third edition of the awards, which recognize excellence in radio and audio Content production was held in Mumbai last night. Among the top accolades for Akashwani, former Union Minister Smriti Irani's program, Nayi Soch, Nayi Kahani, A Radio Journey with Smriti Irani, was named Series of the Year on radio. The News Services Division's popular weekly phone-in show, Public Speak, was recognized as the best produced audio streaming program in the health and fitness category. Director General of Akashwani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gore, attended the event as the guest of honor. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Snigdha Mukherjee, an 18-year-old student, has emerged as the top ranker in the NBSC's science stream, earning praise for her academic achievement and heartfelt message of gratitude and self-motivation. Daughter of a math teacher, Prithvish Mukherjee and Soma Mukherjee, Ms. Mukherjee told Akashwani News Kohima that she is a simple student with big dreams, but had not imagined something this wonderful would happen, expressing surprise at her own success. She thanked God and her family for their constant support and motivation. Ms. Mukherjee also credited her teachers and school authorities for helping her identify and improve her weak areas. Her success mantra is "Nothing is impossible." She emphasized the importance of mental well-being, suggesting stress can be managed productively through writing, studying favorite subjects, or engaging in activities that bring joy. A PCM student, Ms. Mukherjee now plans to pursue BTech in computer science. She believes in practice over rote learning, especially in science subjects. She advised fellow students to be consistent, work hard, and never lose sight of one's dreams.
Always motivate yourself. Of course, don't make yourself cut off from the world, but get introduced to yourself first, your dreams first, and then you can do whatever you like with limited time so that you don't waste a lot of time doing all these things. So I would say that just keep going, keep doing hard work, and everything will align itself towards the right place.
With an inspiring blend of resilience, discipline and purpose, Aarti Kumari of Ram Janaki Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, has emerged as the NBSC Class 12 Commerce Stream Topper for 2025, securing 94.60%. Daughter of Chandra Deo Ray and Meena Devi, her story is one of determination, balancing multiple responsibilities while staying rooted in her goals. Ms. Aarti, who is 19 years old, the fourth among her siblings, spoke candidly about her preparation journey. She shared that from the beginning, her study schedule was not very rigid, adding that she could only manage 2 to 3 hours of self-study daily, since she was giving tuitions as well. However, her study schedule increased to 10 to 12 hours a day from December to February. When asked about the driving forces behind her success, Ms. Aarti was quick to attribute it first to her faith in God, followed by the constant encouragement from her teachers, parents, especially her mother, whom she calls her best friend. She has her eyes set on a career in law and become an advocate to help address the rising crime rate in India.
I'm thinking to pursue a master degree if I get the opportunity, like BBA, LLB. If not, then BA, LLB. If it is said that about the favorite subject, then I would say business studies. I like that. And my future goal is to be an advocate because the crime rate is very much increasing in India. So there is a sharp need for an advocate in India. So I want to be an advocate.
To her younger peers, Ms. Aarti believes that social media can often be a major distraction. She therefore advised that if one is determined to achieve something, one has to give it all, and also ask them to avoid social media a little bit so that you can focus more on their career and work. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says youth participation helps rapid development of nation. In the aftermath of recent Pahalgam terror attack, Nagaland police issues public advisory warning about growing threat of misinformation and false propaganda. Pope Francis laid to rest at St. Mary Major Basilica after funeral at St. Peter's Square. And Akashwani wins 6 awards in various categories at India Audio Summit and Awards. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Stay tuned for the English news in the morning at 7:30. Have a good night.